Masechet Shevi'it, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Heh. We're going to continue the discussion about a field of trees. As we said, if somebody has a field of trees, quote unquote, which we said was three trees within a Bet Se'ah, a person's allowed to continue to work that whole field until Shavuot, as opposed to the rest, the Shavuot before the Shemitah, as opposed to the rest of trees or other fields of grain, where a person has to stop by Pesach before Shemitah. So a few more halachot that have to do with that. Mishnah says, Shelosha ilanot shel shelosha anashim, hare elu mistarefin vehorshin kol betse'ah bishvilan. Let's say a person has a field with three different trees that belong to three different people. Question becomes, do we count each tree as its own field and therefore you don't have a field of trees? Or, you know what? Since all of these trees are in one area, they're all within one Bet Se'ah, we could count them as one big field of trees, and a person is allowed to plow the entire Bet Se'ah for them. Answers the Gemara, yes. Hare elu mistarefin, these are grouped together. Ve'horshin, and a person could plow kol Bet Se'ah bishvilan. He could plow the entire area for these three trees. We don't view each tree as an individual tree. Rather, we view the whole plot of land as one big field of trees. Mishnah is going to continue to talk about if there is a need to have distance between each tree in order for each tree to be considered healthy and growing and not need to be removed, because if trees were too close together, the roots would eventually become a conflict for each other and one would have to remove the tree. So there has to be, Mishnah is going to say, a distance between each tree for it to be considered a field of trees. So the Mishnah says, "V'kama yehe b'neim." How much distance do we have to have between each tree? Rabban Gamliel omer, "Kedei sheyehe habakar oved bekelav." Rabban Gamliel says, you have to have enough space to allow cattle to pass with their plowing equipment in between the trees, which would be two oxen with a plow, which is approximately, according to the commentaries over here, 4 amot. If the space between the trees is less than 4 amot, this poses a problem. It's an issue because eventually one is going to have to remove the tree because it's going to become a problem for the other tree. It won't grow properly, and therefore you know that this is not going to be a proper field of trees in the future, and therefore halachically you cannot consider it a field of trees.